Gold. I'm Ryan Burrow. We're getting you prepared for the Summer Games in Paris, less than 1 year away. And we start this week in Australia. Big match lined up for the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team against Sweden in the Women's World Cup Tuesday after surviving a draw against Portugal, thanks to a ball shot by Portugal that managed to go off the post in the 90th minute. Former team standout turned commentator Carly Lloyd called the draw uninspiring and not good enough. She said that the post was the player of the match. The draw was good enough, though, to move into the knockout round against a well-known foe, Sweden. This was the same team that knocked the U.S. out of the Olympics in Tokyo 3-0 and out of the Olympics in Rio back in 2016. The U.S. got the best of Sweden in the 2019 World Cup, but Lindsey Horan knows they have their work cut out for them.
Well, I feel like it wouldn't be a major tournament if we weren't facing Sweden. We always find a way to play them in these big tournaments, so we know that they're a very good team. Every time that we play them, it's a massive battle, and you know they're somewhat like us in that case. So we know what they can bring. We know, you know, what we can bring, and I think that's the main focus right now, is what we can do to expose them and to go out and win this game. But again, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a difficult match, and it's a round of 16. It's a knockout game, so.
The audio courtesy of U.S. Soccer. The two teams square off early Sunday morning. Winner moves on, loser goes home. The U.S. Gymnastics Classic will take place in Chicago this weekend. Some of the best in men's and women's gymnastics will take the floor 1 year out from the games. Simone Biles, Suni Lee, Jordan Chiles, and Jade Carey are among the names expected to compete. News Nation's Adrian Bankart had a chance to catch up with former Olympian Kathy Johnson-Clark to discuss Biles' comeback on News Nation's Morning in America.
Kathy Johnson-Clark, a captain of two Olympic teams in 80 and 84 who medaled in gymnastics in the 84 games, is with me right now. I want to get to Simone's return, but first, can I just say how honored we are to have you on? I mean, you're one of the first U.S. female athletes to really rank internationally in the way you did. You started relatively late in the game at age 12, and you've been really known across the world for how tenacious you've been and how long your career was able to go. What are you up to these days?
What am I up to? Well, I do television coverage of college gymnastics for ESPN. And we have just exploded the coverage of collegiate gymnastics. So I'm really proud to still be doing it, going on nearly four decades of television coverage. I started out with ABC, covered a lot of elite gymnastics, and tell you what, college gymnastics is so much fun.
Well, I'm glad you're having a good time. I mean, that should be the way we live our life. It just gets better and better, right? And no doubt you understand what it's like to step away from the balance beam. Simone Biles and you both competing in that category. There's no question she's among one of the greatest athletes in our generation. But what do you think is the biggest difference between those competing today, like Simone Biles, and athletes in your day?
Well, first of all, I mean, the level of difficulty that you're seeing these athletes perform is through the roof. It's astronomical. That's been aided, of course, with great training and improved technique, but the equipment has also changed. It's allowed gymnasts to get more air time, and who better than Simone Biles to take advantage of better equipment to get that air time, because she truly is a once-in-a-lifetime athlete. She's spectacular in the area of amplitude and technical expertise in tumbling and vaulting, and she can literally sky any skill that she performs. And what I love so much about Simone is she doesn't just go with her strengths. She works on every aspect of her gymnastics, which for me is probably what is driving this. I don't even like to call it a comeback. She's never really, she's never left the sport. What she has done is lived life. These past couple of years, gotten married, and for me, that is what is going to make her even better. She now has a partner that she can share so much with on this journey back to, hopefully, an Olympic team and a performance, because she deserves the ability to go out the way she wants to go out from this sport. She's done so much for gymnastics, so much for USA Gymnastics, and her teammates and all the little girls out there who have just watched her navigate so many incredible feats in the athletic world, but also being very, very open about the important things in life, her mental health, and being able to selflessly, I don't think people focused on that when she had to step away in Tokyo, It was a very selfless act, too. Yes, it was to protect her body. Nobody wanted to see Simone get hurt when she got the twisties, and knew instantly in that moment on the competition floor after one ball that she needed to do that for her team. She believed in them. They could do it. She needed to step away so they could go after the medal.
You mentioned twisties, and I think people not familiar with that term would think it's another maneuver, you know, some type of jump off the high beam or something. But did you talk about twisties back in the 80s, the 90s?
It's been around ever. For as long as gymnasts have flipped and twisties have been there. I never experienced them, but I knew athletes that did, and it's a very, very real thing. It's something you can get through. But it takes time. There's a progression that you have to get back in the gym and kind of, and everybody is different.
What is it? What are twisties?
So it's almost like a disconnect between the brain and your body. So when you get lost, you literally now do not know where the ceiling, the floor, the equipment, where your body is in space, especially during twisting elements. And because Simone's gymnastics, so much of her incredible skill is involved in the twisting skills. She does a triple twisting double back. That's three twists in two flips in less than like a second and a half. So it is just, your brain has to be so locked in to the skill, but also be aware, where's the ceiling? Where's the floor? Where am I relative to the floor? And when the brain almost, it's almost like a misfiring in the brain. When
so it's not just I think you're giving us some new insights, because I think a lot of people thought, oh, mental health break. We've all had, you know, family members or ourselves go through anxiety or depression or question what we want to do next in life. Or maybe I need to just take a pause because I'm stressed out because of what's going on in the arena. This is an actual condition whereby spatially, you lose your frame of balance or your center of gravity or your North Star, and you need to get back to the center. So I'm guessing that might be a potential hurdle for her, not just for this particular meet in Chicago, but as she may set her sights on the 2024 Paris Olympics. What do you think? What advice would you give her as a big sister?
Well, first of all, she had all of the other mental health issues that everybody in normal life is dealing with. But what the twisties were, it was just bad timing. She's had them before, but it usually happens in the off season or when you're training and you're not on the competition floor with hard mats, and where you have to do full routines with the dismount and land on the ground. When it happens in a training situation, you can take those days, a week or two, whatever, however long it takes you to sort of, you have to kind of walk back your technique and just restart, retrain the brain, doing the simple elements, non-twisting, and then a few twists, and then more complicated skills. You don't have the time at the Olympic Games to walk through that process. So No. It's not an issue for her anymore. It is not an issue.
Well, I love
she can flip and twist with the best of them.
I love your encouragement. I love how you make it sound easy. Meanwhile, the rest of us are like, we can't even do a somersault. But thank you for trying to make it sound simple. You and Simone Absolutely. And so many others paving the way for female athletes across generations. And also thank you for putting a little bit of a different spin, no pun intended, on the fact that maybe this isn't a comeback. Maybe this was her actually enjoying different facets of her life as she continues her journey. Kathy Johnson Clark, we certainly wish you the best on yours. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Gabby Douglas posted on social media last month that she, too, is looking forward to a 2024 comeback. One person who already appears to be in Olympic form, like she's been for the last 11 years, freestyle swimmer Katie Ledecky, the now 26-year-old American, grabbed the 800-meter title Saturday at the World Championship. She's now the first swimmer to win six golds in the same event at Worlds. It's also her 16th individual world title. That breaks a tie with Michael Phelps for the most golds at the Worlds. Of course, she also has seven gold medals at the Olympics in the 800 and 1500, dating back to 2012 when she was just 15 years old. She appears well on her path to qualifying for Paris. Another American swimmer whose name popped up at Worlds, who you might be hearing from in the coming months, 20-year-old Jack Alexi, who took home two silvers. Not present, Caleb Dressel, the seven-time gold medalist, did not qualify for the Worlds this year. British diver Tom Daley says he'll return to the sport after a two-year break. He will try to compete in the 2024 Paris Games. He recently became a father for the second time and said a recent visit to the Olympic and Paralympic Museum in Colorado Springs inspired him to return to the sport. He won his first gold in Beijing back in 2008. Two-time U.S. women's basketball gold medalist Brittany Griner this week bowed out of two WNBA games to focus on her mental health. Griner spent 10 months in Russian custody last year after being accused of drug smuggling. And NBC Universal has launched its promotional music for the 2024 games. It's Dolly Parton singing Queen. Version is said to be inspired by Parton's 2022 introduction into the Rock Hall of Fame. An album will be released in November. That does it for this week's episode of Quest for Gold. We'll continue to update you with content ahead of the Paris Games. Have a good week.